On what everyday occasions do people have to wait for a long time? People often find themselves waiting for extended periods during various everyday occasions. This includes waiting in traffic during the daily commute, which can be particularly time-consuming in congested urban areas. At medical appointments, patients frequently experience long wait times in doctors' offices or hospitals. Queues at airports and security checkpoints during travel can also be time-consuming. Waiting for public transportation, such as buses and trains, is common, as is waiting in lines at the supermarket, banks, or government offices. Additionally, waiting for food at busy restaurants or takeaways, especially during peak dining hours, can be another instance of extended waiting in everyday life. What do people usually do while waiting? Each of us must spend at least some time waiting in daily life. Because of this, individuals all have their own unique methods for passing the time in such situations. Reading is a popular choice, with many carrying upon their person books, magazines, or e-readers. Some may opt for digital distractions, such as using smartphones or tablets to check their emails, browse social media, or play mobile games. Others might strike up conversations with those nearby, or might simply people watch. In more public spaces, like train stations or airports, people often grab a cup of tea or coffee from nearby cafes. Overall, these distractions range from solitary pursuits to social interactions, depending on the individual and the context. Are most people happy to wait for things in everyday life? Most people are not particularly happy about waiting for things in their daily lives. Waiting often feels like a waste of time and can be frustrating, especially when it disrupts schedules or plans. This is compounded by the fact that, in today's society, the pace of life is very fast, and people are used to getting what they want in a timely fashion. However, people do recognize that waiting is sometimes necessary, and they try to make the best of it. Some often attempt to use this time productively by catching up on work emails or reading books. In general, while people may not enjoy waiting, they accept it as an inevitable part of life. Why do most children have difficulties waiting for a long time? Most children have difficulty waiting for extended periods due to having less life experience and limited patience. Young children often lack a full understanding of the concept of time, which makes long waits feel near endless to them. This, in tandem with their shorter attention spans, makes waiting much more challenging for young children. Additionally, children may become anxious or bored during extended waits, making them harder to control and often leading to restlessness or public tantrums. Though children get better at waiting with age, it is crucial for adults to provide guidance and teach patience to children during these developmental years. Do people appreciate things more when they have to wait? On the whole, it could be said that people often appreciate things more when they have to wait for them. Delayed gratification can heighten the sense of anticipation and build excitement for what a person is waiting for. This waiting period allows for individuals to reflect on the value and significance of what they want, and why they desire it in the first place. This leads to a far greater sense of satisfaction upon finally receiving it, which would not have been present otherwise. A person might even feel proud of themselves for being able to have endured the wait. Do people queue consciously while waiting for the subway train? How people queue for the subway can vary drastically from place to place. However, most people tend to be conscientious and polite, especially in public transportation settings where order and efficiency are essential. Passengers form lines or queues on platforms to board trains in an organized manner. This conscious queuing helps prevent chaos and ensures that everyone has a fair chance to board the train. Such behavior is generally understood as a social norm, which makes the commuting experience smoother and more convenient, and can generally be enforced through social etiquette alone without the need for intervention by the subway staff.